You asked me what I've been wanting. And I'm sorry it's taken me a little while to think about it. And to be able to put it into words. I've been imagining a string of little moments. All the things that you've told me in the dark. And they've come together in my mind to form this little fantasy. I know there's no bed in your office, but in my imaginings, there is a little day bed next to where you spend all day working, just in case you need a rest during the day. And I've been thinking about spending your workday with you there, and bringing you a coffee in the morning, enjoying my own. I'll still be wearing my pajamas. One of your shirts. And underneath, the newest lacy thing that you've given me. Clinging and tugging in all the ways that you crave. You know it's there. You told me to put it on and to meet you here. And when we're done with our coffee, and you settle into your workday, I'll settle into mine. I'll strip off that t-shirt, and before your first meeting starts, you'll tie my wrists and ankles with the cuffs that are attached to the little bed. And I'll be laying there, splayed out. And you'll put a blindfold over my eyes. And then you'll just start your day. You'll go about all of your mundane tasks. Emails. Calls. Meetings. And all the while, I'll be laying there. Waiting. Listening to you. Listening to you talk. Anticipating the moment when you might reach out and touch. Waiting for your fingertips to drag over the lace that covers me. Hoping that they'll dip underneath and touch my skin. We might stay this way for a few minutes. For an hour. More. With me just stretched out for you. Not knowing if you're looking at me. Or if you're focused elsewhere. And then. A light touch. Grazing up my thigh. Barely a whisper. You might rake your nails lightly over my skin. Drag them up one leg and down the other. And make goosebumps break out over my skin. And I'll hear the tiniest chuckle. Hear that you're enjoying the effect that you're having. And then you'll tell me to hush. To make sure and be quiet while you're in your meeting. I'll hear the meeting start. And maybe I'll hear as much as the agenda read aloud. Before I feel your fingers drag over the lace covering my pussy. I'll take everything I have. Not to whimper and whine for more as you lightly circle your fingers over my clit through the lace, creating an intoxicating cocktail of friction that I just can't get enough of. You'll keep the touch light throughout the meeting, spending an hour talking to your colleagues as you normally would. All the while controlling that touch, keeping it so teasingly light, not paying any mind to the way that I'm twisting and writhing and trying to rise to meet your hand. And then, when the meeting is done, you pull your hand away. And I don't know what you're doing. I'm just too out of my mind from being teased for so long. And when your mouth seals down over my pussy, over the lace, you kiss me. Long, slow, languorous kiss. And I won't be able to help moaning your name in my desperate gratitude for such a great reward. And then just as quickly, your mouth is gone again, and I'm left unsatisfied, craving so much more. The morning will continue like this, being forced to endure light touches, teasing, keeping me on edge, waiting. In between tasks and meetings, you'll slide your fingers into my mouth to clean them from all my juices that have seeped all over you, from the way that you've made me drip. Or maybe instead, you'll just drag your fingers over my lips, teasing as I try to suck them into my mouth, trying to make you want more, trying to make you give me what I need. And then, lunchtime. You have a break. Surely some time to indulge. I'll hear you get up from your desk, and I'll rise and arch with anticipation, only you don't take the blindfold away. You don't undo the binds. And I hear you move. I feel you standing over me. I feel you watching. And then, just a sweet touch. Innocent. A finger dragging across my cheek. And I'll turn to try and kiss your finger, try to lick at you. But you're gone again. And then I hear you tell me to beg.
Please.
To beg for more.
Please, sir.
Beg for your touch. Beg for your cock. Beg to let me make you feel good.
Please.
And I do. I beg for you to let me kiss you. Beg for a taste of you. Beg to be filled by you. Beg to be fucked by you. I'm so mindless. I would beg for anything. Anything at all. Anything you want. And sweet relief. And I hear the closures of your pants opening. A slide of fabric. And I can smell you there. I can feel you there. Just in front of me. And then you tell me to open my mouth. And I'm so grateful to finally feel the head of your cock against my tongue. Slide against my lips, into my mouth. And then I hear you tell me to beg some more. Beg with my mouth full of you. Prove how much I want you. I do my very best. I'm trying to force out the words while I'm also trying to suck you down. And for my struggles, maybe you'll reward me. Your fingers will finally slide under the lace that I've been soaking through all morning. Your fingers will finally dip into me, and I'll hear the way that you groan through gritted teeth with how tight and swollen I am for you. You'll keep going like this, making me beg for more while you slowly fuck my mouth, while your fingers mimic your movements, and your thumb presses and circles over my clit, ratcheting me up and up and up until I can't focus. I can't beg anymore. You'll slowly pull your fingers away. A punishment for not being able to use my words. I'll whine and whimper, but you'll pull your cock from my mouth and tell me to start again.
Please.
And so I do.
Please.
Saying please.
Please. Please.
So sweetly.
Please.
Just the way that you want to hear it. And then I'll feel your fingers just below the lace again. Just barely touching me where I need you most. And you'll tell me to give you more. And I do. So desperate to feel you. So desperate to feel more. And then I'll feel your fingers dip down and gather up the wetness there and slide down further, and I'll writhe and wriggle and try to get away, but with my ankles and my wrists bound, I can't. You're free to tease my ass with all that wet mess. Press, tease, and make me crazy. And I won't be able to beg. My mind is just gone. And too soon, you're gone again, leaving me there in my desperation, panting and crying after you. And then, the second half of your workday will start, and the torment begins all over again. Light touches, not going under the lace, just periodically pinching and tugging at my nipples, grazing your fingers over my pussy, and gripping at the lace, pulling. As a reminder of whose it is, who every scrap belongs to. Hours more of those light touches, of listening to you type, wishing that your fingers were on me instead, in me instead. My body's just so lit up. All ready to fall apart. And finally, finally, the end of the workday. And I know that I'll finally get what I need. But you've teased me for too long. I'm too ready. I'm too on edge. You'll take off my blindfold and let me see how hard you are, how much you've been leaking for me through the day, Not even give me a moment to appreciate the sight of you before you work yourself into my tight, swollen wetness. And I'll come undone immediately. All at once, so relieved to have that release. And so frustrated that I could only have a moment with you and me. But I'll see the same frustration reflected in your eyes after just one stroke. Two. You'll pull out, and I'll feel your cum lash across the lace, painting me with all of the pent-up need that you've built up for yourself all day. We'll breathe together for a few moments. Come down from the torment that you've put us through. And I'll lick my lips and ask you to let me worship you. Let me clean your cock from the mess I've made all over you. And then our evening can really begin.